So I went to my very first CrossFit session today.
What?
Yeah. Wait, ask me how it was.
I'm surprised you're still standing. What, you're sitting.
I'm sitting, yeah. I don't have a standing desk in my house.
There you go. What's it like being in a cult?
Welcome to the cult.
I'm okay with this cult.
One of us. In the box, a part of the box. In the box, a part of the box.
I'm turning 33 in a month, and so I was like, you know what? I might as well do it. I might as well get some control over my aging body and all that kind of stuff. But it went well, except for the fact that I vomited.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I've almost done that many times.
Yeah, so it was my fault specifically. It had nothing to do with the workout. So what happened was that I was running around all over Southern Maryland today for work because I was like driving to utility companies and stuff like that, and because, you know, you gotta pay those people for some reason. Mm-hmm. And so
they're so greedy.
I know. Can't stand Pepco and Smeco and BGE. Ridiculous.
What's so funny is I thought you were shaking them down. They were shaking your company
they're
down.
They're shaking me down. Yeah. They're shaking me and my company down. So I was driving all over the place and I just forgot to eat. And so it was like late and I was just like, holy crap, I haven't eaten. And so I ate because I was just like, because I don't eat breakfast either.
That's right.
So I don't eat breakfast or anything like that. And so just like I went until like 3 something before I got any food.
Oh.
And
you decided to eat 3 pounds of raw fish?
Well, it was all that I could find in the trash can.
Chicken Alfredo.
Got a carb load. So it was
gas station sushi.
Let's try with that. So I vomited up my entire lunch, and then I felt great afterwards, and I continued.
I wish I would vomit every time I worked out.
But something funny though was that later when I was talking to it's a couple that owns the gym, which is cool. They
you're talking about Ryan and Danae, or are you going across the bridge?
No. So this is in the Annapolis area. Not to mention, it's right across the street from my office.
Can't be
I'll
bad.
Let you know that there's a bar across the road.
Yeah, pretty there right is a bar thing. Right down the street. So.
Can anyway, chug some Guinness after my workout.
That's what they said to do. But what was cool though was that, or what was funny was I was talking to them about like, you know, what days to come in next and blah blah blah. You know, setting that up. And I was like, you know, Thursdays don't usually work because I record a podcast. And of course they're you know, trying to get to know me. And so they're like, oh, cool, what's your podcast about? I was like, it's about Dungeons and Dragons.
And they're like, please don't come back.
And they were like, oh, we don't know anything about that. They're like, well, Stranger Things. I was like, yeah, actually, it's the same thing. It's 5 friends in a basement playing pretend and yelling at each other. It's exactly that.
You're supposed to get really angry at them and gatekeep. Like, Stranger Things.
The funny thing is like saying D&D isn't even like, oh, you're a nerd. What I do is worse. I'm like, I do a Pathfinder podcast.
Oh, you do.
And then they're like, well, what is that? Because nobody knows, no normal people know what that is. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, it's like exactly. D&D, but it's like with more spreadsheets.
Right, yeah. It's like D&D, but you get kicked in the balls a lot.
Yeah, I'm like, they like split off from D&D a long time ago when they had arguments about the rules and they went one way and D&D exactly. went the other. And, you know, I just like the way Pathfinder does it. Makes you sound really cool.
Right, so that is the exact reason why I did not specify that we were of the Pathfinder variety.
See, I'm surprised people just don't assume that you have a podcast about the Nissan Pathfinder, the vehicle.
Yeah. Oh, I should. Oh, that's a good idea. Just like that would just be continue to hammer in.
Hey, everybody, mute your mics. Can we make the next 5 episodes about the Nissan Pathfinder?
I'm waiting for one of us to buy a Nissan Pathfinder.
Right.
Every time I see one on the road, I'm like, ah. I have a little chuckle to myself.
It's funny because every time I see one in a parking lot, I set it on fire.
It's really different.
Wait. Nissan also makes the Rogue.
forgot about that. That's true.
They're the D&D car company.
But the funny thing about the Nissan Rogue is you never see them.
Do they make them anymore, or do they discontinue the Rogue? Shut up, John.
We'll never know.
I'm just mad because I'm the last one who understood your joke.
Yeah, as soon as he said that, I was like, by the way, they still make them.
Oh, they do.
By the way, if you listen to this podcast, you have to comment if you did or didn't get the joke before or after killing.
There you go.
No, just don't do that.
Just say you did.
You all took longer than me, and you know it. Don't lie.
Everyone laughed a hearty belly chuckle.
L's in chat for Cal.
You guys
get in the comments.
You know, I thought online bullying is wrong.
I did say this is exactly what D&D is to
Melania
people.
Trump taught me that online bullying was wrong.
Yeah, be better.
Be better.
No, do best.
Do best. Whatever. She can't speak English anyway.
In my defense, I never claimed to be kind or nice.
You asked for this, Cal.
That's actually very true, Cal.
That's true. I did not have to bring attention to it, did I? Well, good for you. That's fun, Jake. I'm excited for you. So it's like you're on ramp with the coaches where they kind of like give you all the... Although, like, here's the gym and here's the workouts that we kind of do and whatever.
Yeah. So it was mostly core stuff, and then like cardio was like this particular day, and they have other ones other days. So it was me and some other guy, and that other guy was definitely in his 50s and kicked my ass. So, you know, I I was very clearly like, boy, do I sit at a desk all day.
Yeah.
When I worked at a tree company, I worked as a plant healthcare specialist. So I went to a lot of people's properties. I looked at the plants, the property. But there was a couple of days I had to work on a tree crew. And there was this 58-year-old Guatemalan ex-pastor and old Ruben. And I got on this crew. It's like, okay, I can at least keep up with him. That dude kicked my ass all day. Dude did not give a holy goddamn. And, you know, he was really funny, and he would tell you stories about how he came to America. Like, he's just the salt of the earth, the working man.
It's one of those things that, you know, like, obviously, you know, when you do it enough, it's just like, it's all muscle memory. Your body knows what it's doing and stuff like that. And so, and that's just the example of that. It's just like, when you do something enough, you do it well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's the worst, because sometimes I play on the Annapolis tennis ladder and I just get my ass kicked by like 60, 70-year-old dudes who are just, have just been playing tennis forever, and they don't need to run. Yeah. They just hit better shots than me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They move 5 feet with a cigarette in their mouth, and they're just like, it. Damn, that's cool.
Now that I'm like 32, I guess I'm like getting to like middle-aged tennis player, but like when I was like 21 and getting my ass beat by old guys, it was so frustrating. Because I'm out there running my goddamn tail off, and they're just like standing in like 1 5-foot square and just pelting the ball into the corners. And I'm just like, why can't I beat this bastard?
Yeah. How does he do it?
Yeah, like playing, because I played tennis in high school, and it was just like, you could tell if someone played for a very long time, they could just school you so freaking easily. Mm-hmm. Like, no amount of running helped ever. Like, they just would be like, oh, boom, lob shot, oh, far shot. Like, they just were so perfect with like pinpoint accuracy, and then you're just like, oh god, I don't know what to do, and then you're constantly on the receiving end.
And then they didn't even spill their gin and tonic.
Yeah, they only spilled the gin and tonic. They had their lime still in there. It's fine.
when you do really well and they almost spill it, they go, oh, almost made me spill my gin and tonic.
Now I have to use 20% of my power.
I have to use 20% of my power.
Do you think Fred Durst is at 100% of his power all the time?
Nah.
Oh, no, it depends on the monster energy drinks he's drinking beforehand.
Hey, are you guys going to, like, kill him? You guys still have him, right?
Yeah, because last episode we moved away as they were getting ready to murder a Scarlet Triad member in the alley.
I was about to say, he's definitely dead.
Yeah, he's a goner.
Man, it's just like a New York mugging. All right.
I want to read something very funny, okay? So let me get to the point. Lady Tickle's Go for Girls. Here it is. It's unlikely that you'll need full stats for combat, but if you do, then it tells me what to use for stats.
For the, like, girls?
No, for the Scarlet Triad members.
Oh, okay.
That got captured. Wow. They thought of everything.
They did. They really thought of everything. So I want to know, what is your guys' plan now? By the way, I'm hand-waving the combat because that's silly to have you guys go against a Scarlet Triad member. The two of you...
Who is unarmed?
What, two champions? Unarmored. Yeah,
unarmed, unarmed.
Unarmored, yeah, unarmored Scarlet Triad member that got beaten up by teenage girls.
Mm-hmm. Yes, little girls, yeah.
So,
well, okay, not just little girls. These are trained badasses.
Like,
I think he's also starting the combat restrained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benson straight up decked the fuck out of him.
Benson just rolls over and his armor crushes him.
Yeah.
Benson's about to stab him and he realizes that his shoulder pauldron has crushed his head like an egg.
So we're starting off this session with a dead Fred Durst. Oh. Dead Durst, one might say.
Dead Durst.
And
Durst and Hurst.
Durst and Hurst. Oh, that's a killer. Durst and Hurst.
Episode title.
Write that down.
Such a shitty episode. Yeah, it's named after a throwaway joke.
I worked real hard at that one.
No, that was funny as fuck. The only reason I'm keeping this bit up is because it's making people laugh.
as he's dying, he's just like, it's all about the... He says, she said, bullshit. And then he dies.
Your red hat is stupid.
Grimshaw just wicks away the blood. He's like, this is infuriating. We're never doing the good night, bad night again. We don't get anywhere.
I mean, did we ever actually establish who's doing what?
I think you said I was good night. Remember? I was trying to, like, advocate for him.
That was right before I stabbed him in the chest.
I just hope that Kezra and Elkwood are having much better luck than we are.
Yeah, pullback shot.
So Kezra, last thing we saw, Kezra watched him walk into an inn, right?
Yes. So Kezra and Elkwood, you both independently saw your guys go into an inn. Oh. Now the main difference, though, is that Elkwood followed his. I think he followed Andy Dick.
Yes, I found him.
I was on Rob Schneider.
Right. So he made it the farthest, because what he did was that, Elkwood, you would have known this from your ability to track people, was that what he did was he walked around for upwards to an hour, and he sort of circled blocks repeatedly, and he was constantly looking behind himself. But eventually he made it back to a central point that you now know was a meeting point, saw that neither one of his friends were there, and then went into an inn and is... probably staying until he thinks he's safe.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kezra, you didn't see that? You just saw him get really paranoid and then, like...
Yeah, Kezra's gonna follow him into the inn.
Okay.
Yes!
It's like, there's one thing you must do. Burn the inn down.
So yeah, he's just gonna, like, leap off the roof. Has it been longer than 10 minutes?
What, this whole chase? Or this whole...
Yeah,
followings?
To the point that he noticed me.
Has it been 10 minutes
since I leapt off the building?
Yes. So, but by this point, he's been in the inn, and you haven't seen him come out in well over 10 minutes.
Oh, I don't wait 10 minutes for him to go in. I'm just saying, is it 10 minutes since I saw him go in the inn?
That's what I'm saying, yes. Okay. Since you saw him go in, it's been 10 minutes.
When he goes into the inn, I immediately leap off the buildings, dissolve my wings, and I... casually walk in.
Okay. Let me get an inn name.
Should have done a wicked kickflip.
Superhero landing.
I had dragon wings. I think I looked cool enough.
Fair enough.
Every scene is done better with a kickflip, though.
Yeah. A wicked one.
A wicked kickflip.
I do a kickflip of one of the lightning bolts that shoot off my wings.
Oh, that's totally sweet. Wicked.
I can see a poster in 14-year-old boy's bedroom of the dragon kickflipping right now.
No, I can see the picture on the side of a van with no windows, just painted.
I could see
instead
this.
Instead of like a wizard shooting a lightning bolt, it's a half-orc doing a wicked lightning bolt kickflip.
I could see this in Spencer's and/or Hot Topic.
Oh, definitely. So this inn name is called the Silver Wolf.
Okay.
So you go in, and there's a young lady who's working behind the counter. And was it about? I don't remember what time it was. Was it about noon? No. It was late at night.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still late. Oh, okay. All right. So there's people in there now. Some people are way too drunk. Some people are stumbling out. And some people are getting rooms. You go in and you do not see him.
I mean, I keep looking for him for now.
Okay.
But I keep my eye on the front door a lot to make sure I don't lose him.
So you the look around as people are filing out. You don't see him walking out. You don't see him walking around.
I go ask if somebody recently checked into a room.
She goes, yeah, so he was shorts, curly hair or so.
God, from Schneider. Skinny, kind of a weak-looking, sad man.
Really pathetic-looking, yeah. Really, really pitiful.
Very punchable face.
Really, really punchable face, that guy.
I mean, he's known as a comedian, even though he's never made anything funny.
I'm meeting him here. He might have mentioned me that I'd be coming in.
All right, go ahead and make me a deception check.
If Kezra looks too much like a fucking agent, she probably won't believe him.
A 9.
You look like you're from Hollywood.
She goes, "Oh, he didn't say anything. Are you sure you got the right guy? Maybe there's two guys that look exactly like him."
What a response. Maybe there's two people that look exactly like him.
Look, I'm lying to you.
Don't ever lie to me before ever.
I'm with the Bellflower Network. And that I'm tailing this man. He's a member of the Scarlet Triad. I don't know if you've heard of that, but they're a crime syndicate. I'm tailing him.
Okay, I rolled a very quick knowledge local. She certainly knows about the Bellflower Network, and they obviously carry a very good reputation.
I was about to say, she's a bartender.
So, yeah, exactly, yeah, so of course she knows.
Yeah.
God knows every halfling under the god's skies are drunk.
Look, the man is unarmed, but he is dangerous. I'm just trying to find him before he gets a weapon.
I guess if, and she's like looks around and people are, you know, she still has like people to like attend to, and then she's like, fine, just if you're gonna do something, just do it quietly, okay? Don't make a scene or something, all right?
I won't make a scene, promise.
Okay, very he's discreet. A room number 4.
Thank you.
Kezra, famously known for being quiet
and discreet.
Yeah. I promise I'll be quiet. Walks around the corner, lightning bolt sounds.
Fireball.
Fireball lightning bolt.
So you go to room number 4, and it's obviously locked.
Kezra Knox.
You choose now to be like what? Okay.
All right. You don't hear any of the. You hear like shuffling, perhaps. But
are you kidding me? The tan carved mahogany.
Kezra just goes. It's a housekeeping.
He's like, oh, what? I didn't think they offered that here.
I know there's no towels in the room. I forgot to stock it.
Your roll mini me. Bar needs Pepsi.
Roll me percentile.
Okay.
51 or above, there are no towels in that room.
Ooh.
We detected that you needed room service.
You know, I would venture to guess that this medieval inn probably don't have bathrooms in their rooms.
I got an 80.
Damn it.
80. So yeah, you hear him go, "Oh, yeah, no, yeah, I don't see any towels. Cool." And he just like he opens the door slightly, just puts his hand out.
Kazra shoves the door open.
Shoves it.
Yeah, pulls him over, shuts the door.
All right, so you
I got you for 3 minutes.
You bully him into the room, and he's just like, whoa, no, I can get the towels. You don't have any towels.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he pulls out the staff of fire with the burning crow head on the end of it. He's like, don't make any noise.
That's a noise.
We tailed you from the girls' school, and we know where you're going.
Well, I get caught up in some stuff.
I don't care. And actually, I'm not here to ask you any questions.
What?
And he just like, he grabs the cloak of prestidigitation of Adelar. So he like has it tucked into his belt.
Okay, all right.
And he's like, I'm not here to ask you any questions. I'm just here to release some pain, internal pain.
And Kezra will summon his claws and rip this guy to shreds.
Oh my god, okay.
Yes.
I would like to point out that we are a group of god-awful animals.
These are slavers, man.
That's true. Okay. Never mind. We're great.
That's fine.
Kezra.
You're doing the world a favor.
Kezra kills this guy. He casts invisibility. He walks. Okay. He shuts the door and, like kicks the handle in sideways so the door will be really hard to get open.
Okay.
And then just leaves.
All right.
Just, like, outside the game, Kelly, I fucking love that decision.
That was good. That was great.
Oh, what a right. line.
I know. Elkwood, okay. you traced your guy.
Mm-hmm.
You traced him to a little bit farther than everyone, the maximum distance compared to everyone else. And you see that he goes into a real dive bar. Let's find a good dive bar name.
Oh, I need a good dive bar music now.
Yeah. Give me some real shady shit.
Real good. The Rusty Mermaid. I don't know. The Rusty Anger. Actually, I think that's a.
Oh wait, no. Here's a good one. Right, I'll take a piece of that. The Rusty Wife.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
man. That's
fun. Rusty Wife.
Rusty Wife.
Mm, beautiful.
Like, you see him go in, and you're just like, I feel gross just being outside of it.
Fun fact about the Rusty Wife, that the bartender and owner has a lovely marriage of 80 years.
It's an ironic name. It's funny.
I heard a new favorite expletive lately. It was, you mentioned mermaids and Rusty and all this stuff. It's like, somebody walks in the room, smells something, he's like, man, it's fishier than mermaid pussy in here.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my god. Okay. There was like a hilarious video of some person yelling at a newscaster, and he had this like thick New Jersey accent, and he called him a half a blowjob. And I don't know what that means, but I thought it was funny as fuck. I laughed about it for like 10 minutes.
That's really good. Yeah. You really want to dig at somebody. You call them don't even call them a whole blowjob.
That's just certainly clever.
A half of one.
Half a blowjob.
That's the most New Jersey insult I think I've ever heard.
It was so funny.
Now you just have to match up with the accent, and it just works perfectly. Okay. Yeah. He follows in, and while he's... I mean, like, at the same time, like, he's kind of, like, stealthing and kind of, like, not drawing attention to himself. But as he is his... I would say he is his hunted prey, so he also gets bonuses to find this man. So he enters after him.
Okay. You go in, and there's a halfling at the bar. He's got stilts, so he can walk behind the bar a little bit easier.
Oh. Okay, that's fine.
It's mainly humans in this town, so it's
adorable.
It's a bit of a necessity. Yeah.
Okay. Does he see the guy?
You do not see this guy.
And this is an inn or just a bar?
It's an inn and a bar. There's a bar at the front and then the inn. Gotcha. Inn in the back.
Gotcha. With the halfling at the bar, he's going to approach, throw a...
Hey!
Hello there.
It's a little late for coming in for drinks.
Oh, I'm not looking for exactly drinks. And he throws a couple silver. I'm looking for a man.
I'm not interested.
Not interested. Even if
inflation's hitting everywhere, man.
And then he takes out a gold piece, slides it.
Wait, are you talking about me? Or are you talking about somebody else?
Talking about someone else.
I really thought you were coming on to me.
Oh no. I mean, you're fine. I'm just looking for someone else.
Oh, he blushes a little bit.
Shoots a wink. With my flat 10 charisma, like, yeah, as far as
Hawaii.
He's got it about 11, so yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Out of your league, Mark.
He doesn't have a +2 to us.
His dude, first the school teacher, now this guy, man. Elk would really like some pipe if he wanted to.
Just gotta get lucky enough.
Is that why you've been up all night?
Always.
I got it, too.
Wait. Sound off in chat. Who got it before Kelly?
Get in the comments. All right.
I got it. Everyone.
It's very late, everybody.
Okay. All right.
So he looks at the coins you put on the counter, and he's just like, so what's this person look like you're looking for, huh?
Say he's a pale, scrawny-looking thing. He didn't have any weapons on him. He just probably walked in near a minute ago. He has a very shifty eyes about him. Very punchable face.
Oh, right, punchable face. Yeah. I got a few of these guys in here. Do you get any better description? We don't attract the nicest types. And you look around, and there's literally like a bar fight happening behind you.
He just kind of like dodges to his like guy's head, lands. Yeah, next to him. He's
a chair flies to the room, and you just duck.
That sounds about normal. Goes, no, scrawny, blondish hair. I said scrawny build. He was probably, what were they wearing, like when they were leaving?
Regular clothes. All of their gear had been taken. Okay. So regular ruffled shirt and breeches.
Yeah, just basic clothing. He really wasn't anything to look at, but I will say that he is kind of a dangerous man if he gets his hand on a weapon.
Whoa, what's this guy's deal?
Have you heard of the Scarlet Triad?
Ooh.
Let me roll a knowledge check. Scarlet Triad. Didn't they play a concert not too long ago? Were they like a,
No.
There was a guy. He had like a.
No, that was the Scarlet Triangle. Totally different.
Dang it!
Scarlet Triangle.
They were good. They were good.
They fought for the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
just five guys with all different octaves of triangle.
Oh man! You gotta get the guy that has like the 20-pound one. To just
bang,
bang, bang, bang. But no, a group of slavers. I'm just trying to get rid of them out of the city.
He goes, slavers? Really loud.
You were trying to make this difficult. I'm just asking.
Nobody heard him. Nobody heard him.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a dwarf is putting a fist through an elf's face in the background.
Well, I mean, like, from this like a perception check, like, in general, like, I guess there's too much chaos going on that I wouldn't even be able to sense, but, like...
You want to sense motive on him?
Not even... I'm not trying to, like, I wasn't intending the sense motive on him, but I'm just trying to get, like, to the idea of, like, okay, I had a good look at the guy that left. I'm tracking him right now. He's in this building. I have bonuses to this. I'm just trying to be like, Is he in here, or did he somehow get a room, like, within the span of time that it took me to get to the actual bar?
Hmm.
So when you saw him go in, you didn't see him leave out the back or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So because you're a smart enough tracker that you would have seen every angle and like seen if he come out, and you did not see him come out. So you think he also got a room.
Hmm. Okay, let me put it this way: did someone recently just get a room?
Yeah, a few people. But you said the guy had blonde curly hair, I think.
I mean, which Andy Dick are we looking at here? Because there's the one that has barely any hair, and then there's the old one that has the hair that comes down to his like his eyes.
Oh yeah, I was thinking that one.
Okay. I was looking at the more recent one, but we'll go to the curly aspect. Yes, he has blonde, slightly curly hair that goes down to his eyes, ruffled.
Oh, yeah. I mean. Listen, I've already got enough issues, you know. I don't want to deal with whatever you got going on. Could you like?
It'll be quiet. I promise. I just need to get him out of here.
Listen, just do whatever you got to do. And he's like, no, get off the tip. You broke the last one. Get off the. And he goes walking over to the table that's about to be WWE smashed.
So he didn't even give me a freaking room number.
No. It seems he was preoccupied.
Ah. Okay. Well,
there are six rooms in this place.
There are six rooms.
One out of six chances.
Okay. Well, he's gonna go up to where the rooms are.
All right.
I think you roll a D6, and that's the first one you try.
All right. I'll roll it.
You're hunting prey. You get some bonuses. Your perception of this guy. That's right?
What I'm saying. I was gonna say. Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's what I was kind of going on about.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead and roll me. Would it be survival for tracking?
Yeah, survival.
Yes, it would be survival. Yeah. Yep, and I get plus two to that. Let's see here. Ooh, that's not bad. 30.
Yes, 30
that's
is
not bad.
No. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
32 no, that's technically because of the plus two bonus.
So yeah, you go up and you can see that what looks like a very recent scuff of mud going into room number 3.
Okay. Alright, he goes to room number 3, and perception at the door.
Okay.
Oh, for a moment, I was confused. Which thing to push? Okay, there you go. Ooh. 29.
29, you put your ear up to the door, and you hear him kind of mumbling to himself. It just sounds like he's like, fucking shit. You hear his boots come off.
Mm-hmm.
The boots like plop to the ground. Pop, pop.
Okay.
He's got no boots. Better go now.
I know. I'm like, no. Oh. Have you ever tried to fight without your boots? yeah, so he's going to do a stealth check and try to stealthily pick the lock.
Okay.
Because why not? So stealth, stealth check. God damn it. All right, 37.
Oh my gosh. I hate you.
It was a 16 on the die. Oh, I'm like a plus 21 bonus. Come on.
Oh.
My thievery is a plus 17 as well. So, I mean, and that's a 30 for thievery.
Okay, so you very silently and very easily open this door. And as the door opens, you just hear him just be like, hey, what? Hey, I'm in here. I'm in here.
Yeah, he just locks the door behind him.
What, who the hell are you? Get the hell out of my room!
Oh no, I have a couple questions for you, actually. I saw you leaving a particular school, and I just need some answers.
Well, oh, hey, listen. I gotta, and then he goes to run for the window.
Oh no, he gets him, like, immediately. He chases right after him.
Alright, go ahead and make me. Are you trying to grab him? Like, what do you want to do?
Athletics check.
Okay, alright, go ahead and roll.
Buddy.
That's fine. Alright, so go ahead and roll athletics here.
29.
29, and let me just make sure.
I'm a beef.
That is a success.
Nice.
So you grab him by the collar, and he's just like, ah!
Yes. I will suggest you quit your moving, or else I will cut your tendons right now.
Do you want to make an intimidate check? Because that was pretty good.
But plus zero?
Yeah, all right.
You could give him 20, a bonus. Not 20.
No.
Okay.
14.
All right, so he's not necessarily intimidated, but he, like, believes you because he's already scared.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so he's just like, listen, man, just let me leave. Like, what could you want to know from me? What do you want to know?
I just want to know where the base of operations are. Simple as that. And then you're free to go afterwards.
Wink.
Wink. I mean, I will do a deception check on that.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and roll it. If you were lying, I mean.
Yeah. Of course I am.
All right.
I'm not intending for him to live. Come on.
That's funny, Jake.
Yeah, come on, Jake. Come on. Come on. Come on. There you go. And that is a 24 deception.
That you beat it by one.
Whoa.
I mean, it would be more.
Wow.
Actually, because I forgot about the ring that I have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you beat it by one. Mm-hmm. And so he's just like, all right, listen, fine. Okay, look. Me and my buddies, we're on our way back to Tannison Tower. Okay? Now let me leave.
Tannison Tower? Where's...
Tannison Tower.
Tannison Tower. Is that on the map? Or is that a...
Go ahead and roll me a society.
God damn, I'm rolling so much right now.
God bless you for that.
Well, I mean, like, I'm basic skills. Society isn't my super strongest, but it's something. That would be a 20 total.
A 20.
But I feel like if I get the name, I can talk to anyone else. Like, in the Bellflower Network.
Or just Grimshaw, you know?
Or just Grimshaw, yeah.
Or just Grimshaw, yeah. So, Tannison Tower is connected to the Alabaster Academy.
Mm.
It is a massive wizard tower, pretty much, that has fallen into disrepair. It's actually not even used anymore.
Okay.
Let me get into this. So, oh, you know what's funny? It says that if you beat the DC, I get to tell you all this. Cool.
Shit.
Yeah. So you're the moment he says that you remember all this stuff from Grimshaw probably talked about it. Mm-hmm. Alabaster Academy was once the foremost institution of higher learning in Cantargo, and at its height, the university attracted students from across Cheliax and beyond. Its reputation became sullied when in 4599 AR, one of the Academy's most beloved professors was revealed to be a murderous sadist. The Academy worked hard to rebuild its reputation, but today the school's enrollment remains low, and its glowing reputation is a thing of the past. Today, even with Ravenel's recent upturn and escaping Chalaxian rule, the Academy's student body is only a quarter of what it was at its height 150 years ago. Tannison Tower is an excellent example of the Academy's decline. One of the several towers that once held student dormitories of the higher floors, on the higher floors and lecture halls below, Tannison Tower has been all but deserted for nearly a decade before its patrons recently pledged to fund a renovation of the vacant dormitory tower into alchemical laboratories and lecture halls. But as Ravenel's rebellion progressed to full independence, the Tannison family's allegiance to House Thrun cost them dearly, and they withdrew their financial support for the project. Today, the entire tower is unused and believed vacant by the Academy's administration.
Interesting. Okay, so there's a tower there that they believe is not being used, but is, I guess, secretly being used by the freaking Scarlet Triad.
I mean, that's what he's... though we think that the people in the Academy don't know. Like, come on.
That's true. I mean, that's very true. There's probably people in there that know it.
This all makes so much sense, because Malus, you know, orb-pondering wizard, Alabaster Academy, it's just right in front of your face! And yes. It's like we go to them, and they're like, oh, everything is fine here. Because, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those the...
Dirty wizards and their orbs.
And
Alabaster Academy is enormous, by the way.
Oh, yes.
The scale of this map.
It is massive.
It's like 12 city blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the only thing bigger than it is Castle Kentucky. It's fucking huge.
Okay, so it is pretty good. And just from our perception check, I can tell he's not lying.
Go ahead and make me a perception check.
I was about
check.
To say, we're also assuming this guy's not lying.
Yeah. Okay, that's a 32.
You think he gave you a very quick and honest answer because he does not want to be in danger anymore.
Mm. Okay. That's all I wanted from him. He's going to kind of just pat him on the back for a moment. He says, see, that wasn't so difficult now, was it?
He's got his arms up in the air. He gets the pat. He's like, okay, so I'm going to leave. And he's starting to put like one foot out the window.
This world... Slice.
Yeah, yeah. No, like at that point, he whips, does quick draw, and just cuts his head off with the Eldritch Curve blade.
Jesus! As he's leaving, he goes to turn around and he's just like, "Listen, I thought at one time I was a pretty good actor."
You just hear like the whistle of the blade, just, and just case him right off.
His body falls out, and his head falls in.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
I feel like that's some Attack on Titan stuff right there.
Yeah. He's just like, nope. But yeah, he's actually going to just jump out the window with the guy's head, at least, with him.
All right.
Which, by the way, this organization is going to find three of their agents brutally murdered the next day.
Well, this bar, is this by the water?
Mm.
I don't, or is it just because I don't know? I just thought the name of it kind of made it sound like it sounded like a dive bar. So, like,
I mean,
by the water somewhere.
Yeah, it probably attracts some sailor types. Yeah, so I would wager that. Yeah,
it's been on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah, there you go.
We're here at the Rusty Wife, where they make fucking Philly cheesesteaks. I don't know.
It's canon. Oh, it's canon.
They're not good.
Matt, do their Philly cheesesteaks stack up against the Rubens down the road?
Like dog shit.
Definitely not.
No, they. It's called the Rusty Cheesecake. Cheesesteaks.
We haven't cleaned our griddle in 34 years.
Yeah, that's the thing. They don't clean their grill. So it's just grinding.
Oh my god.
It's all the flavor right now. All the oxidization.
Did you guys also go through a phase of watching every Hell's Kitchen? No, Kitchen Nightmares. That's
yes,
what it was.
Every so often, yeah.
No, I just watched a playthrough of Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares video game.
What?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Tell me that's not real.
The gameplay is terrible.
Oh,
I imagine it would be. He does curse at you in the game, though, which is pretty wild.
Well, that's the authentic
feeling. That's the whole experience.
Yeah.
Weird. In my weird mind, I was like... You're Gordon Ramsay in the game. Like, what are you doing? Run around and yell at people. Yeah, it makes way more sense that you're the restaurant.
You have to come up with the most expletive-filled insults. The more you do, the higher score you
there's
get.
There's a dedicated button for cursing.
I was just like, how do you score? Like, just be a few words.
You got to do a special cup button combination in order to get the perfect insult.
Otherwise, yeah, it's just a bunch of quick time events.
The number of fledgling chefs that you can make cry, the higher your score goes up. Anyway, you now have an answer to this whole thing and this plan that went to complete shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but like basically what I'm just asking is like for the body itself that like fell onto the ground, is it just a place that you just drag and hide it?
I mean, it probably backs up to an alleyway anyway.
Oh yeah, then he's fine. So, it's trashed. Yeah,
just shove him under the bed.
Yes.
Hey, you'll be more courteous than Kezra. You'll be more courteous than Kezra, who just left a torn apart human body in a hotel room.
To that very nice lady, I should say.
Yeah. Yep. She was
at least
sweetheart.
I went to a
she told me about this random stranger's room after I lied to her.
But you were honest about lying.
I was.
So...
That's true. If I went to a shitty dive bar.
Is it lying?
See, that was,
if you're honest about it.
That was Kezra's true charisma coming through, Mr. Sorcerer.
That's true. Yeah, so, I mean, at this point, he's kind of, like, sitting there above the body, just kind of, like, braces himself for a moment, kind of, like, past thoughts coming back into his head, and then just kind of inhales, exhales, and then heads back to, I guess, the latest course school for girls. With
I think that. We probably would have had a rendezvous. I don't think we'd
I hope
back
we
there.
Did.
Yeah.
I hope we did.
You didn't say it, so you all fumble around in the streets, being like,
I got,
"Where are my best friends?
I got this head." I think it's
if only I knew where the rest of the Dragon Punch Squad was.
We all, me and Grimshaw just hear that the guy's got a head, and we're like, "Oh, cool!" Start running.
Found.
Where's the DPS alarm?
you guys get to whatever rendezvous you guys had.
Probably the Thorny Rose Tavern.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have some late night Rubens after our night of.
Of course.
Oh,
of course.
Don't bring
that head to the table. We're eating Rubens.
The 1 a.m. Ruben. 1 a.m. Ruben would hit the spot right now.
Oh my gosh. I would kill for Ruben.
I would actually want one. Yeah.
I'd kill a slaver for Ruben, yeah.
Are we all going after Rubens? And by all of us, I mean everybody but Tim going after Ruben.
Not only would I kill a slaver for a Ruben, I would also kill one for a Klondike.
Gotta have dessert. Gotta have dessert. Mm-hmm. You all meet up.
Mm-hmm.
So did you guys end up killing your guy too?
He's just at the bar.
He just poses
the head on the bar.
You guys definitely dead, right?
Because there's like, how dare you just assume that I'm going to resort to senseless violence every time, and then just like blood drips out from behind his ear.
He's just got bloody claws. He hasn't even retracted them yet. How dare you?
It's just like blood smears all over him as if he was trying to clean himself off, but gave up and because he didn't care.
Just imagine there's like scratch wounds on your neck and stuff like that as he tried to fight you.
Right, right.
Who is your victim?
And Elkwood comes back, saunters in clean as anything. Like, well, how'd it go?
He just looks and places the head on the counter.
Oh. Were you just like walking around town with that?
It's not like anyone would see me anyway.
That's true.
That's a good point. You're walking around with a fucking head.
Yeah, like, that's the one thing. He wouldn't do this broad daylight. He probably would have just fed it to Vimir. I mean...
Wow. Oh, man, yes. That'd be, like, a great urban legend, is that there's just, like, a specter in the city who you can never see, but he's always carrying a human head.
But they never find the rest of
it. Yeah, they never
send
the body, because Vimir eats it.
Yeah, actually, that's a good idea. Vimir. Clean up. Go.
We got a built-in cleanup crew here, guys.
Oh my
gosh.
It's a
large fucking bird. He needs his food.
He's a very hungry bird. People put their pets in, like, you know, the, what do they call them? The, like,
cages.
No.
Cattle?
Hopefully not. No.
Cattle?
No, like daycares.
Yeah. The dog daycares. Just like you bring yours in, and they're just like,
can't you take
that's
care?
That's a giant bird.
Can't you take care of it? I thought you were a specialist.
I don't know if we have enough dire rats.
Fine. If you let him go out in the city all his own, don't be surprised if you see a giant vulture flying through the air with legs dangling out of its mouth.
I still, because when we entered the city, I made the jokes like, all right, Vimir, go to the rookery, and it like. He flies off, and he flies to the tall tower, like, in the background, and we're talking to NPCs, and he lands in the tower, and it immediately catches on fire and collapses.
It's like, the thing is, that picture of the one bird, like, sitting on the power line, and all the smaller ones are angry at it.
Alright, continue with your conversation.
How did you all fare?
Oh. I fared out quite well. I rooted him out and got him. Got an answer, at least.
Well, thank God our little rat was not willing to talk.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't even ask my guy any questions.
You know, I was kind of feeling that vibe from you.
Sometimes it just feels good to murder someone when you're angry.
Not listening, because you're my companion.
No, Kezra, tell me more about that. What were you angry about?
Please sit on this couch.
Take a seat.
Have a seat.
Grimshaw puts on some glasses, takes out a notepad.
You were there. You were at the funeral. They murdered old Addy.
Sturdy boy.
From what I heard, it was a freak accident with a lathe.
Yeah, but they kind of set the lathe up to do that.
The lathe was working for them.
The lathe was a rat.
The lathe was working with slavers.
The lathe was pro-slaver.
All of you go, do we arrest the lathe?
I think we just
forget to do that?
No, the lathe's going away for life.
Elk, do you reveal the detail of Tennyson Tower?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it seems before my worry bit it. He said Tennyson Tower is where they're supposed to meet.
By the gods, of course.
Oh, yeah, from that pamphlet that Grimshaw made us all read.
I mean, Oh, yes, the trifold pamphlet.
No, you're getting your pamphlets confused. Oh. I gave you one about the Welcome to Contargo. I think you're going to get confused with the Umbral Court didn't do it pamphlet. So the one with the Welcome to Contargo was only a bifold. And
I thought that was introduced in the one about legalizing cannabis in the city.
There's multiple bifolds, okay? get them straight. Anyway, so the Welcome to Contargo bifold, it had a section devoted to points of interest, and one of them was the Alabaster Academy, with a subheading of the Tannis Tower is kind of vacant. Last I heard, it was just a spot where teens would dare each other to, I don't know, go into old places and try not to die and avoid ghosts. I didn't think
yes,
it
would have moonlight.
Sex. Well,
yeah.
You mean to tell me there's an entire tower that they don't even use for storage?
I mean, it's decrepit. If anything you'd store there would probably just be open to the elements. Get to, you know, decay and not be really well protected. Oh, is that a joke? Right. Was that a joke, Benson, that I didn't get?
No, it wasn't really a joke, because if you have an entire fucking tower, like, you put shit in it. Like, you don't just abandon the entire fucking tower.
It wasn't up to code.
It's a really big academy. Like, taking care of all of it's probably difficult.
Like, you're talking probably like a warehouse that's just standing empty.
Yeah. I mean, depending on the tower, it's probably like one of those things of like, we maybe keep a couple tiny things in there, but we don't touch it ever.
And it's all the parade flow, so they don't use it anymore.
That was more of an architectural observation than a joke.
You know, actually, this all kind of makes sense. Malus, a graduate from Alabaster Academy, involved in the Scrawl Triad. Now they've taken over this tower that's gone to the wayside. No one ever checks on it. It's a perfect place for rats to hide out.
So, do you think it would be hard for us to get in?
No, I don't. Especially now that I'm off the blacklist from the Alabaster Academy because we helped him out.
It's true.
How do we know?
No, that's not true.
How do we know that the keepers of the Academy aren't accomplices?
Oh no, I think they are. They definitely must be. At least
Agreed.
Some of them, not all.
I think so, we should probably not do the whole blanket statement thing. I think there could be easily corrupt people, but they're probably not all corrupt.
Well, then what's our plan of attack? How do we go in? How do we want to approach this?
Scorched earth, kill everyone on the campus.
Collapse
you were
the
literally
tower.
Just saying
collapse
that not
the tower.
All of them are corrupt. Like 2 seconds ago.
Listen, I'm very bipolar.
Kill them all with phrasma. Sort them out.
This is Iomedae's will. Launch the bombs.
Just throwing grenades into the bottom of the tower.
I mean, it's a big ass tower, unfortunately. So
yeah,
I don't think we can do
is...
controlled demolition.
Okay, real quick. Yeah, we could just like we can probably afford like 100 tons of TNT, right? Right at the base. So, Jake, just because we've been around the city, we can take a look at it. Looking at the map, yeah. Is the tower in question, is it deep into the academy, or is it on the outside of the academy?
No, so the towers are all on, like, the outside corners of it. So you'd have to walk into, like, the school grounds, mm-hmm. but it's late at night. You know that there's not many people there anyway, just because of the low attendance. So you guys don't think you'd have any issues even getting to this tower.
All right. I think we should probably send an elk, because he's literally the MVP of this entire arc. And,
hey, what about me?
I can hide.
I'm looking to my guide.
You're the character that this is all about, and Elk's the one that gets shit done.
Touché, Betsy. Touché.
Believe me, I've been using this entire arc. Don't feel bad. So Elkwood goes in, and we figure out the easiest way to get in. And then we can enter as a team, but we need to know where we're going. We need to make these plans. Like, we can't just run into the fucking academy.
Oh, hell no.
Agreed.
Okay. So when you go and approach the academy, so there are eight floors in this tower. But you, as you approach, you do see some very dim light, but they're only coming from, like, above the fifth floor.
Mm. Oh, the whole academy's dead. God damn it.
Well, no, it's just the tower.
No, the whole academy is dead.
The whole academy. Every student is in the basement.
It's lost!
So you, when you go up, it's just, you know, big double doors, big wooden double doors in the front at the very base of it. But obviously it's nighttime. It's a little hard to see. So how do you guys want to approach this?
Well, we're having Elkwood kind of scout possible ingress for us. So,
okay,
yeah, he's gonna kind of just do a perimeter, almost kind of just seeing. Sure. Like, I mean, because especially like when he's stealthing, especially this time of night, God, he's basically invisible.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot all your bonuses. Oh my gosh.
And I think we're kind of like, since this is a decrepit tower, like maybe there's like a hole in the wall that's big enough for a person to get through, like, or a window that maybe is crumbled a little bit.
Yeah.
So you see that there are actually several narrow Gothic windows of leaded or stained glass that are 2 feet high and 4 feet wide. Mm. You can tell from the placement that each of the floors of this tower are about 14 feet tall. Mm. So this thing is quite tall, yeah. even if you had a regular 8 or 10 foot floor, you know, height. Ooh. This is even bigger than that. Wanted to, you could try to climb.
How wide? Just curious.
How wide? What?
Like the tower itself? Like how wide? Like, I guess diameter.
Let me see.
Namely, because it's just kind of like, well, if we go in there, and Elk's kind of thinking in the idea of, like, enemy placement of possible. How many people can fit in one floor?
It is 60 feet in diameter.
Oh, shit, that's big.
Yeah, it's big.
Wow. Also determines if he's going to have his bow out or immediate,
Right.
So, yep. I could... So we're trying to get. He's trying to get over a wall, right?
The
tower.
Well, right.
Yeah.
So far we know that there's the big double doors in front, mm-hmm. and there are windows on each floor that are 2 feet high and 4 feet wide that we could possibly go into.
Yeah, but they're intact, correct?
They are intact, yes. So they're not in great condition. They might have some holes in them. You know, kids throw bricks and dumb shit.
Yeah.
So climbing, however, would be the bigger issue because this is a tower.
Yeah.
So it's got some cracks. It's got some holes. So you know there is a chance for footholds, but it's not a gimme on the athletics. Let me say that.
I could fly, and I could carry you up there.
Or wait, I could, really? In my full plate, quietly climb the rock face.
You can teleport anywhere.
Not today.
Oh, not today. Right. Right, right, right.
You learned me good last time with that, Tim.
Be my wings, Kesra.
I use that to jump Fred Durst. Excuse me.
That's right. All right.
So Kesra will he'll do his wings, and he will grab Elk, lift him up to the next window, and then he's just gonna fly up into the air and scout from above.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so which window do you want to go to? Which floor do you want to go to first?
Elk's choice.
You said dim light at the starting at the fifth floor.
Starting above
above it. The fifth
up,
floor.
Above the fifth floor.
So the sixth, seventh, and eighth. If you stay there long enough, you can maybe see a candlelight or something like that.
Uh-huh. I would say probably starting at the fifth floor. That way I can climb up. Like I don't know. It's just landing on the sixth floor. I'm just trying not to draw too much attention, but again, I'm believing in my stealth right now, so I could do say 6-4.
Well, why don't you just go all the way to the top and work your way down?
If we want, we could go look in the window with the candle.
Yeah,
discreetly.
Because there's a candle in the window,
so we can just see if we can see anything. And yeah, so we're just gonna like creep up to the window.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's do that. So. I'm going to bring you over to a map.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Yes.
I'm going to bring Elkwood. Let me see what you can see. Okay, good. All right. So this is the window that you can see, Elkwood.
Yes.
Let me activate sixth floor.
Oh, shit.
And when you guys get there.
Gasp.
Oh, boy.
So you're on the outside of the Taniston Tower's sixth floor. Yeah. Yeah, we are kind of outside of the map, yeah. So you're on the east. You're on the eastern window there. I'll say that if you get up to the ledge, you are able to see inside. So you sort of go up to the window, and there's a little crack in it that you can in the stained glass, and you kind of poke your eye through. This is an empty landing with a dusty pile of lumber stacked in the corner. And then you see stairs that, from your angle, you can see that these go down. And so you assume that behind this wall, from where you're looking, that these would go up. So it looks like they start on the west side going up, and then they continue on the east side of the of the tower going up.
Okay.
But you can see that there's a door right here, but you can't see in there's an open door, but you can't see into that room right there.
Okay. So, can't see too much, I mean.
Should I drop you here, then? Okay, does this window open? Does it open?
Does it?
I thought you said it's stained glass, right?
I did.
Yeah, it's stained glass. But
typically,
they are. They are not. They do not have a hinge.
They must hate airflow in this school.
They really do.
Are there any open windows, or are they all glass? As we're just kind of flying around.
If you fly around, you can see that all the windows are mostly together. So if you wanted to get in,
you
still have to break one. Yeah.
Crap. Yeah. Is this the
Hanson Tower or whatever?
Tannis.
The Taniston Tower. The Hanson Tower. Of course, you get your...
Like, oh no! This is what they
get away,
do
it's
all
the
90s. Day. They do. Anybody who's awake has to constantly be humming or singing.
Uh-huh. All right, so this is sixth floor, right?
Yes, this is the sixth floor.
All right, let's see the seventh floor.
Show me number 7.
You don't know. Right. Right.
Let me go to. There we go. Elkwood, you have a token.
Boop. And we are. I get right. Knocked down. I don't forget it.
All right, so you go up, and this one seems to be mostly intact, so you can't quite see in here. Mm-hmm. But I can sort of give you the layout of the room. So you can see what appears to be the stairs that come up here.
Mm-hmm.
on the north.
Right.
And then they continue south, and then they go up to the eighth floor there. You can see two doors that are sort of catty-cornered in the center of the room, and then one all the way down the, or down a hallway. Make sure you can kind of see what I'm... Okay.
Yeah, I can't... I mean, I assume this is what all I could see anyway, so...
Yeah, yeah. And you see what looks to be two statues here next to those doors.
Oh, okay.
We don't like statuary. Like I said,
they're just figments, so you can't really make out like details.
I'm just thinking about you, Kezra. See what? If you can detect magic from here. I see barely two statues.
It's only a school of magic. There's no way you're going to get a pin.
I know.
Yeah, I'll quickly do some detect magic.
You do detect magic from both of them, and you also detect three pings of magic in this area, up in this room. Okay.
Treasure!
Yeah, or magical creatures.
Or magical creature.
There's definitely something arcane about them. There's something, yes. Something behind that door to the right as well.
There's totally not golems are protecting the never-ending gobstopper.
So Willy Wonka up in this pitch.
Benson, yes. You're familiar with the legends then.
Very familiar.
It's an artifact of 20th level. It's, yes, unfortunately I do not know if they're two golems or sentries or whatnot. Living statues. Let's see what's on the next floor.
Real quick, when we were down at the bottom, were the double doors locked, barred, or did we just not bother with them? Forgot.
Oh, we didn't even try
them. We didn't even fuck with them.
Yeah, the fifth floor, the bottom fifth floor. Bottom fifth floor, five floors. My fucking god, it's late.
It's late.
Yeah, but like, I don't think we even like looked at it. I think we're just more curious about the lighted areas, which, I mean, this room, like you said, I can't see too much further, but the fact that there's magical stuff in here still, like you would assume if it was abandoned,
yeah,
that should be taken out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to point out that, how many floors does this go up, Jake?
There are eight floors.
This
total.
Could easily be the biggest dungeon we've ever gone through.
All right, so there's a light on the eighth floor too.
Yes. All right. Yes, there are lights on the eighth floor.
Might as well take a look at that one too.
Yep.
Okay. Let me see.
Jake just likes summoning these floors into here.
I know. I've never gone through so many maps at once.
He just goes through Scratch every time. He just makes them on the fly.
Feels like the Elite Four.
Yeah.
You just keep going up. Keep going up.
Another fucking Dragonite!
God damn it, Lance.
Just ran out of forest doors.
Okay. Oh, good. I have... Pulled you.
Oh, okay, there it is.
Yep. There you go.
Ooh.
All right, so you are in. You're at this window right here.
Is that two windows?
Yeah. So there's one. There's one a little bit to the north of this, but I'm just. This is the same window in the same like vertical, you know, spot. You go up and you. This window appears to be the same, where it's mostly it's put together. This one hasn't been broken, but you can see what appears to be three beds with people on them, and you see a torch sconce on the far side.
Okay, so three people, and the people, can I determine the features of them? Human?
They look small.
Any gold-colored skin?
You wouldn't be able to tell them.
Do they look like slavers?
Yeah. Can you tell us that?
Do they smell like slavers at all? No?
Kezra's like, stop shouting up questions from down there.
I have one, though! Do they look like slavers?
Kezra,
you're yelling back down, and then you look at the window next to you, and there's just a bunch of Scarlet Triad members with their heads out.
A bunch of cops encircling Ben's like, get your hands off me!
Sorry, disturbing the peace.
just see the Scarlet Tribe members are like, sir, we're just trying to sleep, okay? Can you shut up?
Kezra, you know what I paid for this apartment?
Kezra is still detecting magic as well.
Okay. Let me... so you do detect plenty of magic in here. Oh, so some lower level stuff and some very high level stuff.
Possible high level stuff.
Oh yes. Let me get to this room really quickly. The room that you're looking in. This is what's it called? H3B. Okay, here we go.
How do the dorms look? Do they look affordable?
Stop, John, you idiot.
So as you're looking into this room and you're sort of you're like peering in and you're trying to make out like whatever you're seeing, you see that there is there's a small figure on the north side, and then you see another human sized figure in the south, but the bed that's directly next to the window, you can actually hear a woman crying.
Oh no.
Oh no.
All right, active theory right now. I think the upper floors are probably actually on the level. All the ones that are dark, I think they're keeping these people hostage.
It's a possibility. Oh,
shit. Man. Can we see the woman in the bed next to the window?
You can see her because she's close enough. You can see her that she looks to be a human woman, but she's not moving. She's not moving from her position where her arms appear to be manacled.
Fuck.
Oh jeez.
To the headboard.
Yeah. I think I might
she's
be
like
right.
She's stifling crying.
And the ones, I mean, God, now that I saw the image of that one, like the further bed is possibility of seeing, like, am I seeing chains? Am I?
Yeah, and the only reason why I say that you're sort of assuming this just because details are fuzzy, but because she's not moving from this position.
Yeah, she's stuck.
She's stuck there. Yeah.
Oh, hey, just hear her out. She's like, damn it. This seems to be chained up in there. That other window here, is this stained glass as well?
Yes. Yep.
I'm just trying to figure out a way of like getting in there without you know, causing so much freaking chaos.
And there also locks you can jimmy.
Yeah, and ain't no way to get them down safely. Even if we do that. Shit. That's a fun.
Man, I just had a crazy idea, but there's no way. I'm not that reckless.
No, I want to hear it.
No, I want to hear it.
Yeah, I want to hear it too.
Clash now.
What's this reckless idea you have?
That I'd cast Flicker on myself until I flick through the window.
Shit, that's a good idea, though.
That would, well, oh yes, gosh. That would be crazy. Also, plummeting Elkwood, who is likely deaf.
No, he's fine. I'm holding on.
Yeah, he's
hold on.
Yeah.
And he's got catfall.
Yeah, he's got the ninja powers.
Yeah, yeah. What? Yeah. We're 8 stories up.
Yeah, 8 stories up. I mean,
each floor 14 feet tall, so
I can negate.
It's like 112, 122 or something like that.
I'd be fine.
Yeah.
I would just negate 50 of that.
Wow. Yeah, I would actually, he'd be hurt. But he would be fine.
He would survive.
You know
that
scene when what was it, Ragnarok, where Banner jumps out of the helicopter and just right on the bridge.
Yes.
Boom. Yeah. I'm good.
All right. So you have a woman that is crying in front of you, and you're looking at the next window down, Mark.
Yeah.
Or up, I should say, going counterclockwise around the around the tower because you're on the east side.
Yeah.
All right, so you get to that window, and you see that it's a hallway. The door that you can see connects to the room you were just looking in, and then all you see is a torch sconce on the other side. From here, though, you hear what sounds like in this room, just to the north of where you're at. You can see two windows that are looking into that room, and you can hear what sounds like, "Come on, hit me." Nice try.
Oh, no.
Boom. Are you? You hit me. We'll let you go. I promise. I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, I don't like this. And from the street you hear, hey, Grimshaw's gonna do a Dunkin' run. What do you want?
Oh, God.
I won't wait forever. I gotta get my Dunkin'.
Oh, we're fucked.
Hello there, friends and family. Just a quick reminder, if you have not checked out our friends Greenleaf Geek Dice, head on over there right now and find yourself a nice new set of math rocks. And while you're over there, make sure to use Dragon Punch Squad at checkout to get a 10% discount on your order. And I will see you all in the next episode.